Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We hit limitations. That's why he takes us from faith to faith to faith. And from glory to glory and from strength to strength. When you think you've reached your limit, God says, no, there's more. When you think you take all you could take, no, God says you can take more. When you think you've gone as far as you think you can go, God says, no, I can take you further. Because my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. I am the God that strengthens you. I can do all things through Christ. Why? He strengthens me. We're not doing it in our own strength, with our own mind, our own wisdom. No, it's the wisdom of God. It's eternal, infinite. Matter of fact, the universe and science, God has given science to understand. The universe is constantly expanding.
Amen, amen.
Constantly growing, expanding. I understand why God spoke a word, light be. He never brought that word back. It won't return void. Light be. That light. Huh? That light he was talking about wasn't the sun and the moon. Sun and the moon appeared on the fourth day. Come on.
Amen, amen, amen.
Sun and the moon were already there. It just that he had to clear up the atmosphere. That was restoration time. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And even the picture that we get of the universe, do you understand? Okay, let me just, this is a sidebar. The universe, in the book of Job, if you read about the known universe as God created it, is frozen. The borders of it are frozen, and it sounds as though it was a house. God says he sits in the sides of the north. So there's a north. Amen. You know, if you left the planet here, where's north? But God said that, and he froze. You can read it in Job. It's shrouded. You have to study it, but he froze. Nothing created can go outside that. Angels can't. They were created bara. Man can't. God dwells in a light. No man, nothing created can approach. As a matter of fact, the word of God says in Psalms that he humbles himself to come into heaven. To sit on a throne when heaven is in him. When Lucifer rebelled against God, he simply allowed that was frozen to be let loose. The waters filled the universe. Amen. Not just the earth, not just the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Indian. No, it filled the universe. Science is telling you right now, they're finding water. Water that you could fit all our oceans in thousands of times in deep recesses of the universe. Somebody said, what a great God.
Amen.
When we start to see him kind of as he is.
Amen.
You know, Moses said, show me your glory. You ever ask God that?
Yes.
He can't do it. He'll show you a little portion. Simply because in this finite, we couldn't take it. His most precious apostles, John, the revelator, the one whom Jesus says, he said himself that Jesus loved the most, that walked closest to him. After the resurrection, and John was on the Isle of Patmos, and Jesus appeared.
Amen.
What happened to John? He fell like a dead man.
Amen.
Why? Just the sight of it. Just the and it was God shrouding himself.
Amen.
On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus allowed just for a moment the glory to appear.
Come
It scared them half to death. They saw the glory. And that's shrouded. When Jesus returns, he's going to consume the enemies with the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
See, in actuality, if we paint a picture of the universe, outside the universe is not dark, it's light. It's not dark. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. The Lord said, I can't show you my glory. You won't live. But he said, I'll do this. I'll give you a glimpse at my hinder glory. I'm going to let you see the back of me. He put him in a cleft of a rock, and God passed by, and Moses saw the back. What was he? Well, you know, Moses wrote, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void and darkness. Moses wrote what was already. God showed him the hinder glory. But he couldn't show him his face, where his face was at.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
No man can see that. I saw the Lord. Listen to me. I saw the Lord in a vision way back in 19, I think it was 81. I was caught up into paradise in a prayer meeting. No doubt about it. I saw. But you know what? As hard as I looked at him, I couldn't see his face.
Amen. Amen.
I could see his beard. I could see the color of his skin, the hair, everything, the robe, everything. And I'm not saying that people haven't been visited by God in that. But as far as his glory, and we just had a meeting on the return of the glory. And you saw what happened when they weren't doing it right.
Amen, amen, amen.
And the closer the ark got to Jerusalem, the more dangerous it became. As a matter of fact, you read closely, it says that David, when he found out how to do it right, instead of driving it on an ox cart,
amen, amen, amen.
David put it on the shoulders of the Levites.
Yes, yes.
Every six paces. They would stop.
Amen.
Offer sacrifices.
Amen, amen.
Anybody ready to carry the glory? You can't push it on an ox cart, pull it in a wagon. You got to put it on your shoulder. So we see here that the manna ceased and the children of Israel had manna no more, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan. Now, I want you to see something here. I think this will really encourage someone in the way that God deals with you, communicates with you, and uses you in this season. Joshua didn't receive the strategy for Jericho until he got there. I know people that are amazing planners. They'll plan their life out for the next 10 years. You know, and stay true to that. but nothing wrong with that. A man's heart devises his way, but God directs his steps.
Amen.
But what God have to loosen you up sometime is that sometimes God's not going to show you what to do till you get there.
Amen. 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 Amen.
He's not going to give you the wisdom that you need until you go before the king. He says, take no thought what you're going to say. You wrote your speech out. And you read it, you know. And Lord says, take no thought, because I'm going to speak through you.
Amen. Amen.
And see this is the difference between religion and walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying we always do everything off the cuff, but some of us need to learn how to do stuff off the cuff.
Amen. Amen.
Because you're too rigid.
Amen.
You need to know how to flow.
Amen.
Amen. Look at somebody, tell them, just flow. See, the spirit is like the wind. It blows in a certain, you don't all the time know where it's come from. You don't all the time know where it's going, but you need to know how to follow it.
Amen.
And you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time. My God. See, sometimes we get stuck in that because we're using our brain. Don't stop using your brain.
Amen.
Versus allowing the spirit to speak to us.
Amen.
They shouldn't be in contrast or conflict. The soul should be yielding. Yes, we've been given the capacity to think,
amen,
to imagine,
yes,
you know, to reason.
Yes.
But that shouldn't block when Holy Spirit's trying to talk to you.
Amen.
Amen? So Joshua was not given instruction on how to take Jericho till he got there. But God had to cause something to cease first. What they were so used to. See, the manna, all they had to do with the manna was go out in the morning before the sun came up and gather the manna. Sometimes didn't even have to go out your back door. Just hold your hand outside the tent. He that gathered much had none over.
Amen.
He that gathered little had no lack. On Friday, they gathered double because it wasn't none going to drop on Saturday. So they had enough for 2 days. But if you kept it longer than that, it would rot. God had this thing on lock. They were blessed to only a certain degree. Why? It was wilderness. God was teaching them. Man does not live by bread alone.
Amen.
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You are totally dependent on me. Totally dependent on my dropping that manna every day. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. He wanted to humble them, to prove them. Oftentimes they want to go back to the flesh spots. Let's go back to Egypt.
Amen.
At least we had leeks and garlics and onion rather than trust God.
Yeah.
It's important to learn the lesson of the wilderness.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, let me just say this. You know, all the ingredients, there were 5 ingredients for the anointing oil that a high priest had to anoint himself with to go into the Holy of Holies. All 5 ingredients could only be gathered in the wilderness. So what are we saying? In the wilderness, rather than your complaining, you're being mad at God, blaming the boss, mad with the wife. Instead of all that out there in that wilderness, look for the anointing ingredients, the cinnamon, the calamus.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.
Heavenly Father, as we think about the people all over the world that are in need of the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release right now an apostolic anointing on the young men and women. And Lord God, we pray that you would move in their hearts and make them mighty men and women of God. Lord, that you would reveal in every one of us right now the reality of heaven, the reality of hell, the finality of heaven, the finality of hell, the joy of heaven, and the needless suffering of hell. Father, in the name of Jesus, we accept the command to go into every nation and community.